Grace Weber is joining us today. This is very exciting. She has a new CD out. It's called The Refinery. And this is the way she actually looks. Talk about exciting. She has the voice of an angel, ladies and gentlemen. And she's from around here. She's kind of from Milwaukee, but actually Wauwatosa. Slight upgrade from Milwaukee, from where I lived. Would you welcome, please, to our stage, Grace Weber, ladies and gentlemen. There she is. Hi, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, you came from a musical family, didn't you? Was everyone?
Yeah. Yeah. My grandpa and grandma had 10 kids. My grandpa was a musician. He was a piano player. So he made all of his kids, my aunts and uncles, learn instruments growing up.
So. Yeah. So that was like, there was like the trap family of Wauwatosa there.
It was, yeah.
And were they all different genres of music?
All different genres. Yeah, my mom, different instruments. My mom played violin, my uncle played drums, two uncles played piano, we got a trombone player in there. And they would have to have rehearsals like every Sunday. And my mom's memory of it is not as pleasant as my memory was growing up, you know, having all these musical aunts and uncles, and we'd play around the piano at Christmas, and I'd put on musicals with my cousins and stuff. It was very, very
so no colorful. One had to be forced to play the clarinet in your family?
You know, no, not in my immediate family, no one was forced to play anything, no.
Yeah. Were there any renegades who actually refused to sing or play an instrument?
I don't know. I got to check in with my mom. I think my mom was one of the renegades, probably.
Yeah.
She was, although she still has her violin. She pulled it out once in a while.
She still has. And that's in Wauwatosa, right? Which is just
Wauwatosa, yep.
Down the street from, I lived on 58th and Center.
Okay.
It was as close to Wauwatosa as you can get without being, you know, in the tax zone.
Right.
of Wauwatosa. Well, that's fantastic. And then from Wauwatosa to, you're in Brooklyn now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you've done so much in between. What was your big breakthrough as far as singing?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you know, I've been singing my whole life. I don't even remember the first time I started singing. It was always something, you know, when I was 7 years old, people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And a singer. And so, but probably when I was 16, I got to sing at Showtime at the Apollo in New York. And I loved that show when I was a kid. I used to sneak down, and it was at midnight on Saturday. And I always would say, you know, I'm going to be on that show. And I figured out a way to get on. I auditioned for the show in Madison. They had a traveling Showtime at the Apollo. And so I auditioned when I was 15, and then got to be on the show in New York when I was 16. So I was in the adult category, and I could have gotten booed off the stage, and the person before me actually did get booed off. And you know, everyone's really riled up, and the guy with the cane comes out and, you know, takes him off the stage.
They have a hook.
He comes out, and it's a whole, you know, thing, and the producer just pats me on the back. He's like, good luck, honey. And I'm just like, why did I always want to do this show? But it was great. It was an amazing experience. But
yeah.
Yeah, that, and, you know, from there, just a lot of really cool opportunities. Got to sing on Oprah, which was really fantastic.
Amazing. And
yeah.
And you are amazing, Grace, I have to say.
Thank you.
Amazing voice. What are you going to do for us?
All right, this song is off the new record. It's called Love and Pain.
Wow. One, two. Flowers bloom like it's a holiday, and they're all out in the sun. Cameras zoom, but they don't capture what it's like to be in love. But what is love without the pain? It's like the two are born the same. What is something that you feel that makes the other seem whispered words take on new meanings, like they break if said aloud. And the lines, if they were written, no, they wouldn't get the main part down. What is love without the pain? It's like the two are born the same. What is something that you feel that makes the other seem real? Right now it all feels like a car with no wheels, like a trackless train. Oh no, can I get this all clear? Everything slips into gear. We can drive away. Yeah, I try to breathe, but I start choking. Try to smile, but only frown. Try to cool this bed I'm smoking, Lord. I can't put this fire out. But what is love without the pain? It's like the two are both the same. What is something that you feel that makes the other sing? But can you tell me how to feel to make this all seem real? Hey, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's okay. That's just the way I would have done it myself. I don't know about the last note there. Probably wouldn't have hit that. Fabulous. So, you got to be born with that voice, right? I mean, this is a genome, and you can't really take any credit for it, right?
I don't think so. I was always singing around the house, and it just was a part of me, like talking, I guess.
Yeah, but you've worked at it as well.
I have, yeah. Yeah. I grew up singing in gospel choir in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then...
Where did you sing there?
It was the Inner City Youth Gospel Choir.
Oh, really? That's very famous, actually.
Yeah. It was an amazing choir, and you know, singing in gospel choirs and singing in churches sort of solidified everything that I love about singing. Because mm-hmm. when you're in that environment, you know, you're encouraged to just let everything go,
right.
And you get the feedback right away. So you know, you're singing a note, and it's like, yes, sing, and you're okay. I will, you know. And
it's different than Wauwatosa, I'll say.
It's a little, yeah, depending on what church you're in, it can be a little different. But it's, yeah, it's just, I love soul music, and I love, you know, not being afraid to be emotional when you sing.
Yeah. And you can't fake it in gospel. There's no faking.
There's no faking.
It all comes through.
Yeah.
Who are these two fellows here that are standing behind you?
Well, this guy over here is Keith Pulvermacher. He's from Wisconsin. And
hey,
we
Keith.
Actually Hi. Played, when I was 16, my first demo ever. Keith was the guy that the producer called in to come play on the record. And
yeah.
So we've been playing ever since.
Oh, that's great.
And then, give it up.
Keith.
And Elliot Skinner over here is my friend from New York, and we met through a program called Young Arts. And so we were just in California a couple days ago, and then we took a red eye over here tonight. So we've been traveling for the past 3 months, and both of these guys are their own artists too. So Keith Pulvermacher has his own career, own music, songwriter. Elliot Skinner is also his own songwriter, singer. So it's pretty cool to have these two guys with me.
Yeah, Elliot. And he does a very nice harmony.
Yes, he does, yes.
It's beautiful. Got another one for us?
We do, yeah. Elliot's going to go over the piano on this one.
Okay.
And this is actually a duet between me and Elliot, so
okay.
Elliot and I. And we, it's called Like a Fool, and it's a song that I wrote, you know, about somebody who taught me how to love myself again when I forgot how. Holding down the boat while I rock
and I tried to fix what was broken. Nothing is simple, 'cause we're human. I split myself in two.
Choose.